So this is Tara Greenway, and I am talking about the basic theta healing class today. I am a theta healer and a theta healing instructor, and I've been doing theta healing and teaching theta healing for almost 10 years now, and I'm one of the co-founders of Theta Healing NYC, which is a healing center and a theta healing school here in Manhattan. I just want to check and make sure this technology is working. Can you guys hear me right now? Maybe
I
not.
I can.
You can? Okay, good. Thank you. All right. So we thought we'd try this. It's kind of a new thing for Theta Healing NYC. We're having this conference call call-in just to let people know what to expect from a basic theta healing class. So the class is 3 days long, and we are teaching you guys a mind-body technique called theta healing that creates permanent change and very rapid change at the cellular level. And it does this change physically, emotionally, and spiritually all in one. In theta healing, we do not separate the physical from the emotional, from the spiritual. It is all one thing to us. And that word one is very important, because we also realize in theta healing that we are one with the rest of the universe, which is something a lot of people say, and I want to be more specific about what that means. And what we mean when we say that in theta healing is that we are literally connected to the universe, to the creator of all that is, to source, to the divine, whatever word you want to use to refer to this energy of unconditional love that flows throughout the whole universe. That is actually what we're one with. And sometimes it's hard to remember that because we seem so separate, you know, and all of these interesting challenges and little crises or big crises arise in our everyday lives, and we learn all kinds of lessons and we grow. And theta healing is something that helps us to grow with grace and ease and to learn those lessons that our souls came here to learn with joy instead of with suffering. So this is something that we teach the very first day, the very first hour probably of basic theta healing. We teach you how to do this very simple little meditation technique that lets you feel and experience your connection to the creator of all that is, to the universe, to the source from which you came and to which you will return and to which you are always one with. So that's how we start. We teach this visualization technique, and everybody has the experience. We've never had anyone ever anywhere in the world who cannot do it. If you have tried meditation or visualization before and it's been hard for you, I was one of those people that I always just, I don't know, I just couldn't do it. I wasn't feeling it, you know. But this technique, this visualization is simple and direct, and it works. So that's one of the things I love about theta healing, that we don't teach that it's complicated or that you need to do it for 3 or 4 years and then you might be good at it. You know, it's really our birthright to feel our connection to source. And so by the, you know, end of the first morning, everyone is going into the theta brainwave and connecting. And then we start learning a bit about how our beliefs are actually running our lives. We have a lot of beliefs. Many of them are conscious. Many of them are unconscious. And sometimes it's those unconscious ones that are kind of running the show. And so one really huge thing that we do in theta healing is what we call belief work. Vianna Steibel, the founder of theta healing, actually founded the technique at first to create physical healings. And that's very effective and is still, of course, one of the things that we do with theta healing. Vianna pretty quickly found out that some people heal physically, instantaneously, and some people don't. And she realized that there's a reason that people don't heal, and that often it's because their beliefs are preventing them from achieving the healing that they want. And so we talk about the four different levels of belief in Theta Healing class. And that's one of the ways that Theta Healing is different from a lot of other mind-body techniques. There's actually a lot of great techniques out there. But one way that Theta Healing is different from a lot of the rest is that we work on four different levels of belief instead of just getting one, which is really helpful, but four is, of course, better than one, and it's more thorough and deeper. So in this class, you learn about the four levels. They are the core level, beliefs from childhood, mainly, the genetic level, which is just like what it sounds, things handed down from your ancestors, your parents, the history level, just like group consciousness stuff, and if you want to look at it as past life stuff, and then the soul level, so things that our soul came here to learn, very deep level lessons. And so what we do is teach you guys how to change someone's beliefs, literally change their beliefs. We do this one step at a time. We do this with the person's permission, always, so that they're participating. And it's a pretty simple thing, but it does take a little bit of practice. It takes, you know, a day or two or 3 days of practice. That's why the first course, the basic Theta Healing course, is 3 days. We also learn how to download feelings. We call it a download. It's exactly like what it sounds, in the same way that if your computer doesn't have a certain program, it's not a big deal. You just download it from the internet. And we just download ourselves or our clients or our family or whoever we're working on. We download people with feelings or programs from the creator of all that is. We're just channeling, really. We're just being an open and very pure channel for all that is to other people or to ourselves. So an example of downloading a feeling or program would be, I know how to accept love. Someone might not have that program. Maybe if they had a very rough childhood or a wonderful childhood, but a childhood in which there were a lot of conditions to being loved. They had to be good or perfect or quiet or something. You know, they might have come away from that childhood not knowing how to accept love, or if love came with abuse, it wouldn't be safe to accept love. So we teach people how to download feelings like, I know how to accept love, I have joy, I know how to learn without suffering, all kinds of incredibly beautiful and very useful programs. And so that's a lot of the first day or two of class, is learning about the belief work and learning how to change somebody's belief step by step, learning how to download people with different programs that they need, learning how to connect directly to the creator of all that is, rather than just using your own wisdom. We actually don't do that in Theta Healing. We always are connecting, and that's the reason that Theta Healing is so effective, and also a reason that Theta Healing is so easy. You don't have to have, you know, 6 years of master's and PhD training like you would to be a psychiatrist, for example, because we're just channeling. The healing is done by the creator of all that is, not by us. We're just observing the healing. And you learn a lot more about that in class too, actually. The whole technique is possible because of the fact that we learn in quantum physics of something must be observed to come into reality. And so that's what we're doing as Theta Healers, is observing very very specifically. We're asking for an observing changes. Another thing that we learn about in the basic class is the seven planes of existence. And this is just a model that we use in Theta Healing to help us understand the universe and our connection to the universe, the different planes, like we connect to the angels, and we use, for example, crystals sometimes. We use different minerals of the earth to create different healings. So we talk about all the different kinds of healing from all the different seven planes of existence And yet what we teach is always to go through what we call the seventh plane, which is source, the divine, all that is. So let's see, what else do we do in the basic class? We have a really cool exercise where we go and meet our guardian angels. We always have our angels with us, encouraging and guiding and protecting us. And we have a kind of nice little exercise where we meet our guardian angels, ask them questions. We teach you guys how to co-create the physical healings that I mentioned earlier. One thing that's kind of popular is we teach you how to activate your youth and vitality chromosome. That makes you feel really good and helps you, along with some belief work, to change anything about aging programs that you're not really enjoying. So that's one of the exercises that we do. And there's even more. I'm sure you guys will have some questions that'll be informative. After this 3-day workshop, you are a fully certified Theta healer. You can certainly go on and take more classes. We have many. I don't even know the number of classes anymore because we keep adding more that you could take, more electives. But you do need to start with the basic, and then you go to the advanced usually. And then from there, with those two prerequisites, you are opened up to being able to take a lot of different really phenomenal Theta healing courses that are tailored to meet different, you know, needs and different kinds of healing that different people want to do. I can tell you more about that later if you want. People who might want to take this course are people who want to change their lives. Of course, if you want to just have Theta healing sessions, you can do that by coming to a practitioner. You can come to Theta Healing NYC. You can really create wonderful changes in your lives by just coming to the Theta Healing sessions. But if you want to create the changes yourself, then come to a class, because then you will be able to do this very effective technique on yourself and on your loved ones and on clients. You are fully certified to treat clients after this basic class. So just people who want to change their lives, and also people who do want to become professional healers. This is absolutely the way to start, and it's also a great tool to add to your repertoire if you're already a healer that does other techniques and you would like to add something else. You've heard about Theta Healing. You'd like to do it too. This is the perfect class for you. And just one more thing I want to say before we take some questions is that the class is probably about a third lecture. We certainly explain a lot of things to people, but it's probably about two-thirds supervised hands-on work. So within the first hour or two of class, you are getting with a partner and actually doing Theta healing, because that's the way that you learn Theta healing, is by doing it. And we very closely supervise, make sure everybody's understanding what to do and how to do it. And it's actually really fun. Most people just absolutely love coming to class. Sometimes you'll have a healing experience where you know do bring up stuff that's difficult to remember and to get through, but it's difficult for like 20 minutes, and then you come through it and you've had that incredible release that you have so needed. And there's a lot of laughter in our classes. People usually really bond with each other. And often people want to keep coming back, you know. And we do have, I said I was going to say one more thing, really, now this is the one more thing. We do follow up with practice groups for people if you want to keep coming. We don't just, you know, give you the workshop and then throw you out into the world. We have a community for people at Theta Healing NYC that you can continue to hone your skills and continue to give and receive Theta healing. So, if you would like to sign up for this class, which starts this Friday morning at 10 a.m., November 7th, and goes Friday, Saturday, Sunday, November 7th, 8th, and 9th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., you just go to the website, thetahealingnyc.com. You can also email us at info@thetahealingnyc, or you can call 212-260-5727. So, does anybody have some questions?
I do, Sarah.
Don't be shy.
Okay. Have you heard of something called vortex healing?
Yes, I have. I have a friend who does vortex healing. Lorraine Stobie, I forget her married name, Goldblum, I believe.
She's the one who does the, she's quite prominent in doing it.
Yes.
She's the one who gives the demonstrations and the lectures and everything.
She's very skilled, yes.
Yeah. I guess this reminds me somewhat of what I know of vortex, which is not an awful lot.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about downloads and they talk about peeling away layers and stuff, do you know if it is similar or how it would be different?
You know, even though I know Lorraine and I love Lorraine, I don't know a lot about the technique of vortex itself. I know that it's really cool, but I'm not sure how to tell you what the differences are and the similarities are between vortex and theta healing.
Okay.
I'm sure they would be compatible. Do you have any other question? I'm really good with questions except for that one. I don't know that much about vortex.
One other question. If we don't make the class this time, how often do you have another cycle?
We do the basic class usually once every 2 months. So I believe our next class is at the end of our next basic class is at the end of January, and it seems that I would have that in front of me, and yet I don't. I do think it's at the end of January because of the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not another one for, I don't know, what is that, 2.5 months or something? But we do. If you can't make it this weekend, we do offer it again, and then there will be another advanced. We're having a really exciting thing happen in June. We at Theta Healing NYC are hosting Vianna Stiebel, the founder of Theta Healing, here in New York City. So Vianna will be coming to teach an instructor level, two instructor level Theta Healing courses, basic instructors and advanced instructors. Vianna is the only one in the world who teaches the instructor level classes. And this is the only, these basic and advanced are the only basic and advanced classes in the United States in 2015. Vianna travels all over the world, so if you want to go to Japan or, you know, Australia or Italy or somewhere else, India, to take the class, you can. But this is your chance to take instructor level classes in the United States this year, next year, 2015. Any other question about theta healing, about the class? What do you do? What do you not do?
How much is it, and when do you have to pay to sign up?
Oh, that's a really good question. So the three-day class is $500. There is a non-refundable $100 deposit, and that holds your place. So I recommend making that deposit online at thetahealingnyc.com, you know, as soon as you can. But you can, if this is how you like to, you know, play it, you can just come in Friday morning and you could probably still sign up for the class unless we're completely filled up. You can put down that deposit and then the rest you would pay when you come. We ask people to come about 9:30 or 9:40 to just register and everything before the 10 a.m. class. And you can pay by credit card. We don't accept American Express, but we do accept other credit cards. And you can write us a check. You know, we're easy like that. And was there a part B to that question? Or was that it?
No. In other words, you can come Friday morning and sign. You did say it's 10 to 5 Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
Yes. And you do need to come the whole time. Sometimes people are like, well, I can come all but Saturday afternoon. And we we can't do that. There's so much that we are cramming into the class. And to have a three-day class that you miss a few hours of, it doesn't work out. So, you know, find a weekend that you can come the whole time. And it really is
fun. So you can't make
fun.
It up another time.
Not really.
It has to be contiguous.
It really does. you know, if some horrible fate befell you, the flu or something on the third day, we would figure out how you could, like, make up that day in another class. But it's not the best way to do it. You know, by that time, you have a real sense of community with your class. And, you know, sometimes also we kind of mix it up, like different teachers do different exercises on different days. We all teach exactly the same material as we're required to, but, you know, somebody might have run out of time the second day, so they put something into the third day. I mean, it just happens that way. So it's really, really recommended for you to do the whole course in one weekend. Yeah. Anything else? Let's see. What else have I touched on but not really gotten into? Anybody else have any questions at all? Or the same person have more questions? That's fine, too. Usually there's one person who's the one who verbalizes the questions for everybody, I've noticed in class.
Well, you talked a lot about what happens the first day. What about by the third day? Is there something you didn't touch on?
Oh, gosh, I was kind of combining. So, you know, the guardian angels, the univitality chromosomes, genetic work, which I actually didn't mention, those are all on the second and third day. The planes of existence we do mention on the first day, but we go into them a little bit more after that. We also really teach you in the second and third day especially how to do a healing session. We don't just, you know, kind of teach the technique in a theoretical way. We help you to be able to feel secure and confident in sitting down with a client and saying, okay, now, and doing the whole session, what you do at the beginning of the session, the end of the session, the middle. I didn't mention that we also work with soul fragments. Sometimes we exchange, that's something that's on usually the second or third day. That's something that our souls exchange different bits of our soul with people that we're intimate with, people that we really love, especially if we're sexually intimate with them. And if you're, you know, in this wonderful relationship, that's fine to have those soul fragments combined. But a lot of times we have soul fragments that we've given to people along the way in our life, and we kind of want those back from them, from our first boyfriend or girlfriend when we were 16, and from our ex-wife or ex-husband. You know, so we teach you how to do that, how to return people's soul fragments all nice and cleansed back to them. We explain a little bit of how to work on animals. Also, little kids who might not be real verbal yet, people in comas. We do a lot of that stuff on the second and third days. I think that's giving you guys a pretty good idea. Anybody have any more questions about theta healing and what you would learn and what theta healing even is in the first place?
Well, when you go on to the advanced class, what does that deal with? How does that differ?
That's a great question, too. Advanced, it helps you to do the belief work at an even deeper level. Belief work is probably what takes the most practice in theta healing because you have to do what we call digging to the absolute bottom core belief. Otherwise, people will make changes, but they won't experience the profound shifts that they want and that you want. So in the advanced class, you get more practice doing belief work. You also get even deeper into the seven planes of existence in advanced. A lot of healers have a lot of what we call fifth plane beliefs, and they do tend to block people from being able to really completely enter into their healing powers or even into their manifesting powers of, you know, bringing what they want into their own lives. Because, let's see, what's a fifth plane belief that I can give you as an example? I must suffer. We mentioned this actually before a little bit. I must suffer to learn. Or I must be, I must fight for good against evil. It's something that is, in a certain way, has a nugget of truth for it, that yes, you want to be part of the good force in the world, you know, but it actually has a lot of dualism in it. And so the advanced class helps you to rise above that dualism of the fifth plane and go even higher than the fifth plane, all the way to the seventh plane, so that you don't feel that you have to endlessly fight. Because even if you're fighting evil, you're still fighting. And really, we can rise above that to the oneness that I spoke of earlier. So the advanced class does that. Let's see, what else? We learn to connect with an ancestor in advanced class, get some wisdom from our ancestors. That's a really cool exercise. And you practice even more. We want to make sure in Theta Healing that we're not going to just one of the other planes. Like if you, for example, the fourth plane would include shamanism. Well, shamanism is really cool. But if you want to do shamanistic stuff, you would, you know, you could connect with the seventh plane first and then go and use the shamanistic techniques, because that'll make it even more powerful and even more pure than it already is. So the advanced just expounds on it, continues and deepens the work that you learn in basic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and also in advanced class, there's about 1 million downloads. So in the basic class, you will receive downloads from the instructor. And those are really great, but there's so much else to teach you in basic that we don't spend hours and hours on downloads. But in the advanced, we have a little bit more room to swim around a little, and we give pages and pages and pages, literally hours of downloads. So, like programs to help you to reach that place to be who you truly are in the world and in your relationship with the universe. So those are some really good questions. Thank you so much for those thoughtful questions. Anything else just before we finish? I think that's it. So again, I thank you guys. It's really nice to just chat a bit, just totally free, no strings attached, for you guys to know what the basic Theta Healing class includes. And if you have any more questions, please do email us or give a call. There's actually really a lot of information on our website as well, thetahealingnyc.com. And our email is info@thetahealingnyc.com. And the phone number is 212-260-5727. And I'm just so happy to answer people's questions about Theta Healing, because I really understand that need to understand, you know, to know, like, what is this? Why is it different from other techniques? How can it change my life and my clients' lives? So thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care.